Monday, August the 11th, 1997.
Forgive me if I seem slow in starting this time, but there are reasons for this, as you may well know.
Of course. The time doesn't matter. Remaining as you are here with us.
We have with us this time one who feels a little trepidation of the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Let me assure her that we come only in love, and she will be encompassed within that great love.
I'm sure she will. And thank you for letting her know. She is very interested in what we do, and as you probably know, she attends our other meetings.
Yes. It is known. Let me say this to you. This one has spent much time in fear and ill knowledge that has been given to her. It warms us to know that now she has been welcomed into our fold, if you accept the term, please.
Yes. You're talking about the Lady Sue, are you?
I speak of the new lady.
Of the new Lady D?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for that information. She'll be delighted to know that she's welcomed into your halls.
This one has much spiritual knowledge, but is in fear of it still. But now we have her, we can help her alone.
Good.
I will say only this to her on this occasion, that the latter number of her years will be devoted fully to the work of spirit.
Okay. You hear that, Dee?
Yes, thank you.
We have little doubts, but let me assure her it will come to pass.
Good. I guess you wouldn't say it if it wouldn't come true, I know. You've had so much experience with you, we have no doubt.
I would like to say to one more individual before we have some questions, please. I wish to speak to the one known to you as Lillian.
Yes, certainly.
I hope she has been feeling much more uplifted since last we met, because many are around her at this particular time. She should now be feeling the lethargy which she has felt for some time. It now should be lifting, and life should be feeling good once more.
Do you feel that, Lillian?
Yes.
You do?
Thank you, yes.
Good, thank you.
Yes, especially at one time today.
Yes. You have been given much help since last we spoke.
Thank you very much.
It is always good to hear the spoken word, as I told you last time.
Mm-hmm.
nurture for me, because I know, but in order that the others here may know that we are aware of what is happening in your life.
Of course.
You understand?
Yes, we do. And it would really have helped to us all if we remembered that more frequently. I'm afraid we don't, and I'm right in saying this, I believe, we don't think of it nearly often enough.
Well, can I repeat once more? After all, you are only human.
Yes, thank you for your patience with us and your understanding.
No. Do we have questions this time?
Well, the one I would like to follow on with what you said about the Lady D, about it being accepted into the halls of learning.
No.
Yeah?
No, I did not.
I'm sorry if I misunderstood you.
No, I said that we are happy that she has been taken into the halls of your groups.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I misunderstood you.
That we enfold her into our love. And we have waited for her to come to us.
Good, these things happen when they're intended, don't they?
Unfortunately, my friend, she is quite some way before she would be likely to join us in our hope of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I misunderstood. That's why I wanted to clarify it.
Yes.
Thank you. I think my age is affecting my hearing.
No, I do not allow it, my dear friend.
Yeah. No, I ignore it.
No, do not ignore it. Work upon it.
Yes, I will. Yes, that's not too bad, but occasionally the words get a little bit blurred, shall I say, that I will work upon it. I've had so many other things to work upon in my body, but I've forgotten that. But I will do it. Thank you.
Does it not keep you interested? Yes.
Yes, I am. Now, has anybody a question?
Yes, Les.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if you could explain a little more about our higher selves.
Our higher selves?
Mm-hmm. Can you explain?
Mm-hmm. What aspect do you wish me to explain to you?
Well, it's just that we understand there is a higher self.
Yes.
But what is the higher self exactly?
It, I do believe we have spoken.
Yes, I hope that's
We have, but I will say a few words more to help you understand. I think that when you speak about your higher self, you kind of separate this physical being from the higher self.
Mm-hmm.
This is not so. Remember, you are spirit, clothed in these physical beings. The higher self is the true self. The all-knowing self.
I see, yeah.
Which is within each one of you, here and now.
Oh, yeah.
It is not a separate entity that you can tap into. It is you.
Yes.
It is the spiritual aspect of you.
That makes much more sense.
You felt that the higher self was separate from yourself.
Yes, I did.
Yes. I think too many people on this planet see it such that they do not fully understand when we speak to them that they are spirit.
Yes, thank you.
Are you happy now?
Yes, that makes it much clearer.
If you have done this many times, I admit that we would better understand if we thought of ourselves as spiritual beings rather than physical beings. I think we are working on that, everybody, aren't we? Trying to keep that in mind.
If you want to continue to grow, you must work with that self, that spiritual being. That being that has all knowledge. And I know those words do not come easily to you. But, dear friends, you have all knowing powers within you, in what you call the higher self. Knowledge which you can tap into. I believe that is the expression used by many.
Yes, it is.
You can tap into the higher self. But remember this. The higher self is you. It is you. I would say the real you. Forget about the physical being. See yourselves as the great spirits that you have become. Know that all things are possible to you if you so desire to work towards them. It is all there for you. Do not separate that real knowledge from what you have now and know to be the knowledge of the physical. The higher self encompasses the physical. The physical does not encompass the higher self. Do you understand, my friends?
Yes,
yes, we do.
If you have any doubts, let us clear them this time.
Has anybody any doubt? It's difficult to understand, I know. But can we accept the principle, everybody?
Yes.
That's the main thing. And then we learn, of course, to work towards that principle all the time. That we are higher, our higher self exists in spite of everything else. We can't do anything about it. So we might as well aim at it.
The higher self is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be rid of it.
No.
It is the very spark of your being.
And would it be right to classify that also as what we call the mind? Not the brain, which we know is physical, but the mind.
The term mind is used as belonging to the spirit. Yes, there have been many descriptions over your earthly years. But yes, the mind is the part of the spirit, which is the all-knowing part.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is spirit.
Right.
You cannot separate into little compartments.
Yeah.
spirits. Although we have spoken about many aspects, we are speaking on a different subject when we say that. But the mind is all things.
Yes, I wanted to make sure that we all understood the mind is completely separate from the brain, which is merely a physical organ.
Yes.
And the mind is spirit.
There has been much spoken about these subjects on your... Many of your scientists try to explain the mind, but they cannot, because the mind, after all, is spirit, and they cannot use logic only to explain it.
Of course not.
You can explain the brain because it is physical, and it must come to pass that the brain dies when the physical body is about to be expired. You understand?
Yes, we do, but the mind continues to exist as the higher self.
Call it what you will, dear friends.
Yes.
I prefer that you know yourself just as spirit. It simplifies all other aspects of knowledge. You are eternal spirit. You return to that eternal spark of life from which we all come. It is simple, and I would like you to try to visualize it as such. There is too much extraneous matter spoken about, which is unnecessary.
Yes, I would agree with you.
It is most confusing.
Sorry, I interrupted. Yes, I would agree with you on that completely.
It creates too many questions, too many queries, and we find that when many come to our side of life, they are puzzled by what they have been taught, when in fact it is simple and should be taught so. So, my dear friends, let us begin anew this time. Let us say to each one, we will think with a simple mind, because spirit is simple. It is real. It is all love, and no other explanation really is necessary for you.
Yeah. I was thinking of that today when I was watching a flock of birds wheeling about, all moving as one. And it occurred to me that our conditioning within the universal consciousness must be something like that.
Yes, the concept of the cosmos is also another subject which creates havoc amongst the thinking of you human beings. But if you can find your own analogies, then I would say to you, think about it, but don't become so engrossed that you become confused.
Quite.
Think upon it each day if you must. Always look for the most simple explanations or analogy that you can find. In so doing, your understanding will be greater.
I must admit it did help me when I suddenly thought of that. This one bird being part of the whole, not being aware of any differentiation at all.
Let us take another example. Each one of you here this time feels part of the whole, I am sure, when you sit together on these evenings. I am sure as you come together, you blend in unity. So you have become a stronger aspect of yourself. Do you follow?
Yes, and I think that blending is done by the higher selves of each of us without our physical beings being aware of it.
It is simple, and you have not constricted the thinking by using the physical brain.
Mm-hmm.
It happens naturally, and it is a joy to see.
Yes, it is to us.
I hope that has clarified a little for you the subject of your, what you term higher self, but what we from now on will call simply the real you, spirit.
Mm-hmm. Everybody happy with that?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, we all are. Thank you very much indeed. Are you able to take another question?
I will answer one more, please.
Right, one more question, somebody? No? Well, I will answer one, ask one. You told us a long time ago, Sandimet, that when we were discussing the impact of free will upon the plans made for each entry into this planet, that if free will created by somebody else caused an earlier departure from the planet than had been anticipated, that soul or spirit is cocooned, if I can use that word, until such time as he or she would have come normally.
Yes.
That is so?
Yes.
Okay.
They are protected. Mm-hmm. We cannot allow innocent souls. We are speaking again on deep matters.
Yes.
But when soul is returned to us, caused by the free will of another, this cannot be allowed, because in fact it is interference of another's life.
That's what I thought.
Yes. So we must protect the soul from harm.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a specific point that you wish to know?
No, that was it. That covers it all, thank you very much, because several times I've thought about the impact of free will upon the predetermined plan for a soul, but since you do shelter it until the arranged time becomes due, then that's the whole answer.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed.
Could I say just,
mm-hmm.
when that person is sheltered, presumably they have to be given knowledge from experiences they should have had on Earth, wouldn't they, to catch up with later on?
They would be given the opportunity, as all souls have. They would be helped and instructed in what has happened, because sometimes they do not fully understands or can be reconciled to why the earthly time was terminated, when they knew that they had longer to live. Do you understand? Therefore, they would be helped in making judgments on whether to return and fulfill those plans which they intended to follow, or whether they can continue within our world and continue to learn. Always, always, we have choice.
Yes. Yeah.
You follow.
Yeah.
That answers your mark?
Yes.
Good. Any other question on that, or any other addition to it? No, thank you very much, Sandra. Most interesting evening again. We do appreciate it.
Our new lady will be feeling a little confused by the subjects this time, but our understanding will come.
Yes, I'm sure it will.
And I feel that she will have many questions for you.
I'll be quite happy to answer them, and if she wishes to come another time when there's vacancy to learn more, she'll be welcome again.
She can contribute much.
Yes, she has a lot of power, I know. We have found that on the Wednesday meetings.
Now, dear friends, I leave you this time. I leave you all with much to think upon once more.
Yes, you have.
Thank you very much.
I do believe that you will consider my words this time, and that enlightenment will come. As I know it already has to the lady who asked the question
to begin with.
It is almost like we see little lights being shone within the being of the person who suddenly realizes, it is not so difficult now to understand.
Good. So thank you once more for your explanations. Every time, every meeting, our knowledge increases, and our gratitude to you increases.
No, I ask not for gratitude, my friend.
No, I know you don't, but it's a human thing we like to do.
Yes, I see that you now can blame your human aspect of yourself on many things. But I know and I accept the love which you give to me, and let me leave you and say that love is returned manifold.
Thank you very much. I certainly feel it.